From May 1st through the 31st, all this month, we are having a Back in Black adoption event. And that is part of the Best Friends Animal Society's mission for no more homeless pets. And it's a Back in Black event featuring black animals, because black animals have the hardest time getting adopted at shelters, not just our shelter, but across the nation. So we are featuring our black dogs, featuring them as half off, and all black kitty cats are fee waived all month long.
I can see the black cat thing out of the superstitions and various, you know, some folks and sort of that thing. But the dogs is what's kind of surprising to me, because a black dog, you know, a lab or something like that, or Newfoundland or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I just think of that's kind of common, but that's not the case.
That's not the case. It's actually called black dog syndrome. And it's people who come into a shelter perceive black dogs sometimes as being menacing. The kennels, maybe they're not seen as easily. Maybe in their in the shelters or rescues photos, they're not highlighted as well. So they're overlooked, or they are perceived as being big black mean dogs, and they're not.
I can tell you one thing: our dog is the sweetest dog you ever want to meet. And, you know, I've been around for a while. You can look at me and tell that. I've known a lot of dogs in my time. And this is by far just the most fabulous dog. And on top of that, she's the very best dog I've ever met with babies.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, she's fabulous. And just something else.
So really, you shouldn't, if you've got these considerations or these concerns or whatnot, you really shouldn't have them. And come in and, you know, don't judge the animal by its color. I mean,
about personality.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we try very hard, especially black cats, when we're setting them up in cages or condos, to put colorful bedding underneath them. If you go onto our website, I take the photos. I grab bedding out of the laundry and put a pink blanket around them, anything to try and highlight them. I adopted a black cat a year ago. That kitty sat there for 75 days. It is the nicest cat. I actually overlooked her, because there's also lots of cats, but somebody brought her to my attention, and she's beautiful.
So it's half off for adoption fees for the dogs.
Yes.
And then all black cats, you've waived the adoption fee completely.
We've waived the adoption fee. Yes, we have on all black cats. We of course, make sure it's a proper adoption for these animals and such. Mm-hmm. So
you're encouraging folks to come in. Let's put it this way: if you still want to pay the fee, you do have expenses, so you would not be against it. But you know, it's just to get people to come in and check out these animals.
Absolutely, we are always thinking outside of the box, per se, coming up with
the cats don't.
Exactly.
The cats don't,
but we do. Yeah.
That was great.
We want to come up with something all the time to get people into our shelter to come on out there. We're not in the mainstream. You got to take a little bit of a drive to come find us, but it's certainly worth it.
How do folks get to you, Paws?
Well, you can, first of all, you can check us out on our website, www.upaws.org. That's UPAWS.org. Give us a call at 475-6661, or head on out. Head on out to where we are on Snowfield Road, which is by the old airport, just before TV6 station there. There's a Superior car right on the right. Yep. Take a turn there, follow the signs, and you'll find us.